Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, some people say that it's very hard to meet someone special these days, but online dating has become sort of the new virtual bar. You know, it's a way to meet people, see what they look like, and decide if you have enough in common to maybe meet for coffee. Well, we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of online dating with Lori Davis. She's the founder of eFlirt Expert, an online dating consultancy company. Ooh, there's a mouthful. Welcome to the show, Lori. So let's talk about, first, how do you choose a safe site? I know so many people that have gone on JDate and people that have gone on eHarmony and all these different ones. How do you know which one is a ripoff and which one is a nice, safe site?
Well, a dating site, the value in it are the people on it. So whatever site you feel like has the most people that you like on it is the best site for you. And that's really a very individual choice. But as far as profiles are concerned and making sure that the value is there from active members as well, sites that show you when people log in are the best to go with, because then you know if the person you're trying to contact is actually a paying member of the site and active.
Okay, so there's a million sites out there. How do you know who's on
there? So many. There's thousands.
So how do you know?
On any site, you can, well, on most sites, but you will be able to create a profile and view members before you pay. So you should create a profile, take a look around, do a search in your area with your age requirements in mind, and whichever site you find resonates the best with you as far as who's on there is the one that would be the best value for you to join.
Okay.
I also recommend that my clients join one big mainstream site and then one smaller niche site too, because you're going to see totally different crowds of people. So some of the sites you might join from a mainstream perspective are things like Match or eHarmony, OkCupid, companies like that. But then there are also niche sites targeted towards interests that you specifically have, whether it's that you're a tech geek and you want to join a site called Cupertino, which is for only people who love Mac products, or whether it's, you know, that you're really into music and you want to join TasteBuds.fm. There are all kinds of niche sites that both specific crowds of people as well.
So, okay, so you go on there and you're looking to see if the people are sort of along your niche, like whether you're into food, whether you're, you know, all those things. How do you believe the profile that people, because I've heard that people lie their asses off on those things.
Actually, I don't find that to be as true today as it used to be.
Okay.
The thing that you have to keep in mind, though, when you're viewing profiles is that this is how someone self-identifies. It is not their friend writing their profile or their last date writing their profile. It's themselves, which means that, you know, just because they think that they're funny doesn't mean that in real life they're going to be very funny to you. So keep that in mind as you're reading through.
Okay, so you read through. Now give us some do's and don'ts for setting up that first date. You're reading through, you see that somebody likes similar music, you know, you're both into the Grateful Dead or something, you're both into whatever it is, and you like food, you like doing all these things. Then how do you go about setting that first date? I mean, you know, I've heard coffee, or you meet at a coffee shop, something like that. Give us the do's and don'ts of setting up that first date.
Yeah, so first you're going to have a few emails with one another, and that's really important because emailing is the digital equivalent of courting each other. So you don't want to just skip right ahead to the phone to talk on the phone if that's your preference for meeting someone. You do want to have a little bit of email banter so you know each other a little bit before you meet up and have some touch points for your conversation. But you know, how everyone goes about getting offline varies from person to person. Some people tend to just make plans. And that is a trend that I see happening in really urban areas. I think it, you know, probably comes down to public transportation too. When you're sitting next to strangers on the subway every day, you feel a little more inclined to just meet up with someone and see if it works in person. But some others prefer to talk on the phone. I especially see that trend in the older age singles. More mature singles prefer to do that, and they screen matches that way. So, you know, they see if they have enough chemistry with someone as far as conversation is concerned before they meet offline. When you meet up, you always want to meet in a public place so that everything's safe and sound. And it's not even really a date, to be honest. The first time you meet up, it's just a chance to see if you have chemistry. It's a meetup. So don't put the expectation on yourself that it's a date and that you need to get super dolled up and be really glamorous and that you're going to have amazing fireworks, because while you may have fireworks with someone, it's more likely that the first time you meet someone, you're just going to have some sparks that can grow.
Now, what about when you're setting up your own profile, Lori? Because, you know, you want to put all the things and be as truthful as you can. You know, you said people are much more truthful today. What if you have a little bit of a weight issue? What if you, you know, don't, if you're a man and you have, you know, hair issues and, you know, any of these things? Do you be as honest as you can about those, or how do you put that sort of thing in there?
Being truthful in your profile is a delicate balance, because if in age, for example, they find statistics show that you get better results if you're a 48 instead of a 59, a 50, or a 51. If you're on the cusp of an age change into a new decade, statistically, you don't get as successful of results. And that means, like, you have to think that as far as online dating is concerned, it's very search driven. So in order to be in front of the right types of people that you want to date, they're only going to find you by searching, just like on Google. So I don't fault singles for fibbing a little bit about things in order to be searched in the right search parameters, but you should absolutely try to be as truthful as possible as far as things that are not searchable are concerned.
Like weight,
and
for example.
Like weight, absolutely. I mean, but again, you have to realize that body type is something that is subjective. Some people might think that they just have a few extra pounds, where other people would consider them overweight. So, again, it's kind of subjective, but you can usually tell by looking at photos as well. Most dating sites won't have you put in an actual number for your weight. It's more your body type that you're choosing.
That's great. You know, that's pretty much of a relief. And in the last minute or so, Lori, wrap it up, the do's and don'ts for online dating and your best safety advice as well.
So just coming back to the profile, one thing that you want to keep in mind while you're writing yours is that the things I find get the best results are action-oriented profiles. So make sure that when you're connecting with someone, the easiest way to do that is based on activities. So focus on the things that you like to do in life and your lifestyle, and get specific about it. Rather than saying you like to have fun, talk about the types of fun you like to have, whether it's going for a walk or whether it's skydiving, which are two totally different activities. And then that's an easy way for you to connect with someone in their profile too. But remember that online dating is all about offline. That's where the magic and the chemistry is going to happen. So that's really the goal, is to meet up with someone in person in a safe environment and see if sparks continue to grow.
I love that. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.